Nina Campanile played an important role in spreading the news about Padre Pio's stigmata. In today's video, we will explore how they first met and the trials Padre Pio went through in the initial days of his stigmata. Welcome to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio, about the Capuchin friar, mystic and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. Nina Campanile was born in San Giovanni Rotondo in 1893, the fourth of 10 children. Her family was among the first to meet Padre Pio when he arrived in the summer of 1916. At the time, extraordinary things were already being said about the friar from Pietrelcina, who had come to San Giovanni to escape the scorching heat of Foggia, which worsened the symptoms of a strange disease that he had been suffering from since childhood. One day, Nina's mother Maria and her older sister Lucia invited her to go up to the convent to see the holy monk. Nina, who worked as a primary school teacher, declined the invitation. But little did she know that soon she would find herself on the steep path that led to the old Capuchin convent. The reason was Nina's brother Pasquale had died in the war, and her mother, who was torn by grief, begged her to go ask Padre Pio if he had been saved from eternal damnation. Nina could not refuse. Accompanied by her colleague Victorina Ventrella, she crossed the threshold of the church in San Giovanni Rotondo and found herself before the clear and penetrating eyes of the holy monk, with the distressing question on her lips. Padre Pio assured her, "If God's mercy were to be weighed by what you think, all men would be in hell. He is safe, yes, and he needs prayer." Which meant Pasquale was in purgatory. The souls in purgatory need our prayers. How often do we pray for them? This meeting was a turning point for Nina. She became a frequent visitor of the convent, as well as a disciple of Padre Pio. The spiritual direction did not stop, even on the rare occasions when either Padre Pio or she had to leave San Giovanni Rotondo. For example, when Padre Pio was drafted into the army in 1917 and resided in Naples, he found the strength to write a letter to his dearest daughter Nina, despite an overwhelming fever. He advised her to remain steadfast in two virtues, sweetness towards others and holy humility towards God. Together with other young women from San Giovanni Rotondo, Nina was part of the first group the saint directed towards Christian perfection, meeting twice a week in their early years on Thursdays and Sundays. Padre Pio's writings reveal that Nina's soul went through periods of desolation and holy spiritual pain. He wrote, "Although these periods of desolation and spiritual pain can be distressing and even unbearable without the Lord's nourishment, they should be accepted as a great mercy from God, as they separate the soul from feelings of vanity and pride, and strengthen the humility that forms the foundation of true virtue and Christian perfection." Nina was not only a devoted disciple of Padre Pio, but also someone he trusted deeply. Padre Pio asked her to consult with him before God regarding some doubts he had about his priestly and religious mission, a clear indication of the high regard he had for her spiritual insight. Nina was also one of the first people to notice the stigmata on Padre Pio's hands. The event took place in 1918, when Nina went up to the convent to ask Padre Pio to offer a mass for her sister Vittoria, who was severely ill with the Spanish flu. At the time, Nina's family was bedridden with the flu, and her sister, who was 7 months pregnant, was in serious condition. When she handed over the mass stipend, she saw a wound on the back of Padre Pio's hand, in the sender. It looked like a sunburn, but Nina immediately understood its significance. She pretended not to notice and said, "Oh, Father, you burned your hand." Padre Pio was startled and hid his hand behind his back. They continued to talk about other things, and at sunset they left the sacristy. As they said goodbye, Nina tried to kiss Padre Pio's hand right on the stigmata, but the father exclaimed, "If you knew the humility you make me go through." Nina replied, "Father, for Christmas, because of the stigmata, the Lord will grant us many graces." Padre Pio responded, "And the stigmata will be here until Christmas? I will pray to the Lord for them to disappear." As soon as Nina got home, she told her mother that Padre Pio had received a stigmata, just like St. Francis. In a short time, the news of the stigmata spread throughout the village. Nina was the first to inform the superior of the convent, Father Paulino, about Padre Pio's stigmata. With a smile of deep satisfaction, she said to him, "Father Paulino, did you know that Padre Pio received the stigmata?" The guardian father found it hard to believe and burst into laughter, thinking, "It's not possible that Padre Pio received the stigmata, and I, who am always with him, didn't notice." But Nina insisted, telling him to ask Padre Pio himself or find other ways to verify the truth. The next morning, Father Paulino visited Padre Pio in his cell and entered without knocking. Padre Pio was writing at the table and immediately got up upon seeing Father Paulino, concealing the stigmata. The guardian father asked him to continue writing and said that he had nothing to say to him. He had come to spend a few minutes with him before classes began. As Padre Pio resumed writing, Father Paulino could see the wounds on the back and palm of his right hand, but not the one on the palm of the left hand, which he kept on the table to support the paper. Nevertheless, Father Paulino felt that he had seen enough and left the cell, realizing Nina's claim was indeed true. After witnessing the stigmata, Father Paulino wrote a letter to Father Benedetto, who was not only Padre Pio's spiritual director, but also the provincial minister at the time, informing him of what he had seen. In a letter from November 1922, Padre Pio opened his heart to Nina about the internal struggle he faced in responding to his religious calling. He described feeling torn between the seduction of the world and the calling of God to a new life. The devil, eager to derail Padre Pio's mission, tried to lure him with ideas of worldly pleasures. This happens in the lives of every saint and is part of the path of sanctification. This can and will happen in our lives too. Padre Pio also revealed to Nina that he had been entrusted with a great mission, the details of which only he and God knew. However, he did mention one aspect of this mission: to sanctify oneself and to sanctify. Following Padre Pio's advice, Nina made a vow of chastity and renewed it every year on the day of the Immaculate Conception, until her death at the age of 95 on January 9th, 1989. Thank you for listening. Please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen, or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories. We have a new playlist, Padre Pio, Thought for the Day. Check it out. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. It's free. You will find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.